Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to grudge bikes.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grudge Inc. Radio. I just want to give a shout-out to Jay Barnes, who even made this radio station possible and giving the motorcycle racers a place to come and duke it out. Today we're going to keep it clean. No need for name-calling, yo mama jokes. Let your racing do the smacks in the face, not your hands. We are all grown, and when someone has the mic, just let them talk and respect one another. Chris, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and what about you?
I'm doing good. We have almost a full call list already. I mean, people are calling in already. So, and someone already hit one. So we're going to go ahead and unmute their mic.
Okay.
And it's actually letters. Your mute is a mic. Hello?
We want his leather pants.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. Do we have any more callers with their hands or?
No one's hitting one. Oh, wait, we have a caller. 6645, I'm going to go ahead and unmute your mic.
Okay.
You there?
Oh, it's just me, Possum. That's all. Just getting in line
Possum.
Here.
Possum!
Hey, sweetie, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. All right. I think we're going to have a good day today because
we already
have a whole bunch of callers in and we just got started. So.
All right.
Yeah. So I guess I can use this time since a lot of people are listening to let everyone know that we now have a Grudge Bike Champion belt. And I think it's a great idea. So on July 7th, the race that we have going on, it's going to be the first official Grudge Fest where the Grudge Bike Champion belt will be handed out. Once it is won, the racer will hang on to it until they lose it. Then it will be passed on to the winner. So if you win this belt, be prepared to be called out the following Wednesday because somebody else is going to want it.
Sounds great.
It sounds great. Chris, you got any more info on the race on July 7th?
Yeah, actually, we're going to have a 6-0 class for the guys that want to run in the 6-0. We had that last time at the first event. It seemed to be a nice little event put on like a show for the fans, and basically we want to do a lot of brush racing as well. And then we're going to have this little class like you were stating earlier with the belt, the last man standing kind of thing, where you're going to have no entry fee. It's going to be a class like maybe, you know, you have guys who come in and want a ballot until the last man is standing. And so that's going to
no
be
no entry fee. That's what I'm talking about. No entry fee.
So,
that's
and
awesome.
Like you said earlier, that don't be surprised that it's called out, you know, next week with this belt, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to have to defend it. So it's nothing that you can win one day and then kind of hang it on the wall and say, well, this is something that I won back, you know, in July. So if you're bad enough to defend it and win it again, so, you know, it kind of goes on and on. So.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be able to see a lot of racing, you know, for this belt. Because I think a lot of pride and everything would be based
mm-hmm.
in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open the gates up at 3. Racing is going to start at about 6 with this hot temp we have. So that's one great thing. We decided to move the date up and race to the night.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they're going to get a chance to see you, I think, as well, make a couple passes on the hand clutch part.
Oh, yeah. Always. I'm always down. Macon is a great track. Great track. Do we have any other callers that would like to call anybody out? Do they have any other races going on that we would like to hear about? Is there any unfinished business out there? Okay, we have a caller. 1746, your mic is unmuted.
Custom
Hello?
Cuts. Custom Cuts.
What's up, Custom Cuts?
Yeah, what's going on, Erica, Chris, Possum?
What's up, buddy?
Going on. I come with olive branches singing. I come with olive branches and singing today. I come in peace. La, 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 la. Okay, here's what I want to say. I'm bringing the old Caesar bike out July the 7th, and I'm calling Grip out with that 1,000. These guys, they want to raise that, purchase the motorcycle from, and they willing to raise. They got a street slick on a Shinko, and they willing to raise Grip or any other bike out there that's in the class. I'm also bringing Big Caesar. He will be on the scene, and, you know, we're just looking to raise somebody. I'm looking to take that belt home, too, and defend
that's
it.
That's what I'm talking about, take the belt
yeah.
home.
Yeah,
okay.
I really want to know the stipulations on that. Do you supposed to just run all night until somebody just get tired and give in, or the first man that get called out? And, you know, Chris explained that to me.
No, actually, what it is, we were making an announcement over the intercom to the people, to the racers, that we're going to have this grudge bike battle, you know, basically last man standing. And so hopefully if 10 guys, you know, is willing to go in and battle whatever, then out of the 10, you know, it narrows itself down to the one person left standing. So you probably would have to run about 2-3 times maybe. You know, first
yeah.
two pay off, the person that lose, you know, there's no buyback ends or whatever, he advances on to the next round.
Right,
and we'll
okay.
probably take names and stuff and write down and let you pool or whatever, and, you know, you can kind of line each other up, you know, that way first is just saying, well, I want to run him and, you know, try to do that to make a mismatch race.
Okay, okay. I think that would be fine. Erica, you better get ready because I'm going to strap you on the old one now. No, for
I'm
real.
Taking,
you
I'm
get
taking home
the
bell.
Too.
What you talking about?
Uh-oh.
At least I'm going to try. I'll try. I'm going to give it
okay.
my all like I normally do. So does anybody want the belt out there? Hit one. Let's talk. Let's talk.
You know the first 30 minutes are kind of quiet and then.
Oh, but they're on there, though.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just getting myself
there.
Warm and ready.
Awesome. Ready for this weekend to do battle at the Grudge Underground?
Oh, yeah, been ready, buddy. We're just sitting back marinating right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're just ready to get it on, get it over with, really. I mean, we're not looking forward to the temperature, the heat out there, so we're kind of worried about that, not as far as racing's concerned, just primarily just being out there in that damn heat. I mean, I personally, I'm going to be out there, you know, Friday, you know, trying to cook it up a little bit and have a little fun. And but chances are I'm just going to stay my fat ass inside of my camper. I won't see me till the sun go down.
Because yeah, I think the temp is like, what, 109 or 102 for Saturday? Or?
Man, it says 106 and then 107 here, da-da-da there. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm trying to call Steve Earwood tomorrow and beg that man not to open underground till midnight.
Wow.
Ain't got nothing to do with track. It's all about the heat. My fat butt gets me his damn leathers, boy. I go to sweat quick.
Take a caller 1674. Your mic is open.
Hey,
hello?
Jerry Jones. Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
This is Lil C. What's up?
Hello.
What's going on, what's going on, little one?
That's fine. How about you get the old Caesar bike and I'm gonna call Kenny and we go ahead and finish that unfinished business with them two bikes.
We can do that and also call Jock, that red motorcycle you was on, Booster. Call
uh-huh.
him
yeah.
and we'll go ahead and get that one on too. You singing the kind of song
fine.
I wanna hear.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean I made the phone calls and see what they wanna do. I mean, because they gonna be there anyway, you know.
Right, that'll be right up my alley. You singing my song, my brother.
Okay, well.
Singing my
sing
song.
Your ass to sleep.
Wow, here we go. Wow, Olive Branch. I'm waving the Olive Branch.
You know I had to mess with you. You know I had to mess with you. I made the phone calls and see what they say. You know.
Well, don't leave.
Well,
don't leave. Stay on the air. Don't go nowhere.
I'm texting them right now. I ain't finna go nowhere, you know.
Okay,
I'm
well,
right
I mean,
now, whenever they take me back, you know, it is what it is. But I know we were trying to get that race off forever.
Right, right. Can I ask you a question? And don't feel like I'm trying to call you out on the air, but can I ask you something, Lil C?
Go ahead.
When is your bike gonna be ready?
My bike
sir?
Is ready, but sir. So how about I know you like to dance in the quarter mile, so. Me and you can disco dance in the quarter mile in rentals if you want to.
Well, I'm already obligated, so
I feel okay. Well, whenever like you tell me, whenever you catch me in a quarter mile, I go ahead and we'll go ahead and pull the orange off that thing.
Ooh, I'm waving the olive branch again.
Wave it.
Good gracious, like pull the orange off my motorcycle. Well, I think that race probably ain't gonna happen to about the cup race. That's probably the only time we're probably gonna bump
it. Which is fine. I mean, which not well, you know, we'll be a rental. I mean, you know, so if you feel like you wanna do your tap dance there, you know, I'll pull the taps off the shoe. So come on.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, I can't argue with that. You the man, you
yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not. Hey, I'm just looking. I'm like you. I'm just looking to go ahead and race. So, you know, I mean, I done had a full up month with my little boy. He done been here, and now he gone out of the country. So, you know, I'm trying to free myself up with some time. So, I mean,
okay.
I just look like I'm gonna take care of my family first. Because
yeah, you're right. You say your little boy on the way out of the country. I need to get you a ticket and. See you right behind him when I get finished.
No, he gonna come in and be standing at the finish line when I go through the trap. So he gonna tell you, my daddy told you not to do that.
Boy, you
I already got him a plane ticket to come back for that race I had told you about.
Hey, I'm banning all the little boys from the track calls. The possum little boy. He tried to put his foot off of me.
What did little possum do to you, man?
Man, he tried to doggone put his shoe off of me. man, everybody kids from the track. Y'all talking about me harassing people.
Good, great. I don't know what you did. I asked him what he did wrong to him. I was in the trailer. He said he was acting crazy and doing a dance and talking weird. And I went up and I kicked him. I said, okay.
I turned and said, man, he just kicked Jenner. And I said, okay. But it is what it is. Yeah. I do got a question for you, man. You posted up on Cycle Bike recently that you won't come back to North Carolina, and I appreciate that. But guess what else you said? You said you named off the states you will run in. But do you know there's a nice quarter-mile track in Darlington, North South Carolina that ain't too far from me? Matter of fact, it's closer to me than Rockingham.
Well, you know what? I'm willing to come there, but I'm not giving Scrappy no bike and no break. I'm not giving him that. I'll come there and raise his head up.
Well, hey, Possum.
Yeah, buddy.
Possum, I know me and you done talked about some things, so I feel like me, you, and Jared can talk later. And once I get everything solidified, you know, we put that out there, and I think that'll work because it's already done. I already talked to Chris the other day when I had him call me. So, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to step on his toes, but I'll talk to y'all online.
Well, I'll tell you what. If something gets rekindled and something goes to popping off again, I'm bringing a big roll of caution tape and wrapping it all the way around my trailer.
Oh, you stupid. Nah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you.
We don't have no disco people dancing in front of my trailer.
Nah, you stupid.
I hope you know. I know how to.
He said, as long as there ain't no bass, he said, I don't see no orange tape. He said, I'm coming through that curtain. I said, okay, so let me go get me a big old roll of tape.
Yep. I hope you know. I know how to limbo, too, so you better put it down low enough.
Gotcha. Oh my.
Hey man, y'all are really gonna have to come at me to shit me up. So I mean, you know, I can't wait to shoot like
up.
Seven.
Nobody's trying to shut you up, man. All we want to do is try to race, dude. That's all
it was.
All about race. It ain't about the show. You said you told everybody last Wednesday you're an entertainer. I'm not an entertainer. I just do me. And all we want to do is race and skip all that side shit.
Well,
you know,
one thing
you
about
what
you.
You're doing, that's fine, but. You know, hey, you made your point, Claire, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, one thing about it, this year I done showed up at a lot of races. A lot of races that people said I wouldn't show up at, and I've been there. I've been trying to do these races. I mean, what else can I do? I mean, I can't do nothing else. I done traveled, I done stayed at home, and traveled some more. And then I'm going to Mississippi, then I'm going to travel some more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you can read between the lines all you want to. That entertainer. It's just up front. I got a side job, and that's what he is on that racetrack. So, I mean, let's be, you know, y'all need to read between the lines. You know, I can't wait to July the 7th when I take this belt and look on Cycle Bike. I'm going to post the biggest picture on Cycle Bike with me holding the championship belt over my shoulder. Yes, sir. I can see it now. I can see it now. Well, of course, let's see.
You got what? About what is this? This is coming up on July here, and July, August, September, October, November. We got 5 more months of the year left. So why don't you see what you can do about getting Grudge Race of the Year? There's a feat for you. I'm not knocking the belt, but I'm saying why don't you go for the ring?
Hey, quick question for you. You said how many months left? See, that's a funny thing, and I'm not knocking nothing, but you know, and you know the weather down here, people can race all year long.
Yeah.
So you know
they do the voting around December, man.
Oh, okay. Just don't vote. Just leave it out there. Don't even take it if you get.
I mean, y'all can call it what you want to. I mean, Grudge Race of the Year is just something that people make up. I mean, everybody vote on that. I mean, it don't matter to me. I want that belt. I want something that I can take a picture with. Grudge Race of the Year is just a title. I want the belt.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you a belt.
No, I don't want your belt. I want that belt. I want Chris' belt. I'm coming for it. Then I'm going to take it to Mississippi and defend it over there against Tackle Box because I know he's going to come.
I know he's going to come. Hey, Jared.
Yes, sir.
On the 7th, you trying to run both them bikes, the red one and the goat?
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to run both. If you can get the goat, I mean, you know, up to par. But, Jock, I want you to call Jock. If you can, call Jock and tell him I already called Santos. He wasn't talking right. So call Jock. I beat his head in all last year, and I'd love to do it again this year. You know, but
okay.
Of course, people are going to say I'm picking on the wrong people. I don't know. I mean,
I do got a question. You know, everybody knows Little Scrappy. Everybody knows that he do some crazy races and he ain't afraid to race. You told him you give him the break in a quarter. So he's asking you give him the break at Darlington in a quarter.
Yeah, I give him the break.
He's a motorbike. Okay.
I'm not gonna give him the bike in the break. I will give him the break. I will let him break. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna let him sit in front of me and break. No. I mean, I wasn't born.
I understand that you said you let him break.
Yeah, I let him break. Mr. Possum.
And when can y'all do that?
Let me check my schedule because I'm obligated these next 2 months. And, I mean, I'm pressed for time here. I'm trying to run everybody. I got a tough schedule. You know, so let me pencil you in. Let me check through my pad and try to pencil y'all in. I'll get back with you.
Man, it's a pencil us in.
I mean, I don't carry pens, my brother. I don't carry pens, just pencils. You know.
Oh, that's why you got a pencil, so you can erase that shit, right?
However you want to call it, they do have a race on the top of it, so, yeah, you may be right. See, I'm trying to agree with everybody tonight. I haven't stepped on nobody's toes tonight.
No, you haven't. You carry all the brass, buddy, where it will.
But I guarantee you, before the night over with, somebody's going to be mad at me.
I can smell Jigsaw Steven right now. He's already got the thought in his head to make up a nice photo of you wearing an olive branch and one of the cloaks or whatever. I bet that'd be a funny picture for Sparkle Bike.
Hey, Possum, will you please, if you put that race together between me and him on the 7th, if he agreed to run me, you come to the track, bro, I got a surprise to you in dollars. I got a surprise to you. Put that together. You're going to get a commission off that. You're going to get a commission off of that. You're going to get a commission off of it.
Well, man, I thought that was already in the works.
Oh, you didn't hear Chicken Man? Oh, he's never going to race y'all. I'm going to get 205 and Joy. He's never going to race y'all. Ooh. Come on, Chicken Man, stop crying. I know you're listening.
No,
come
I think Chicken Man made a post out there talking about he will be at Twigs on the 7th.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he posted it out there like about 10 minutes ago, I believe.
Oh, 10 minutes ago. Well, Chicken Man, if you're listening, bring some chicken with you. You owe me a chicken box for buying that bike. That was the agreement. I bought a bike plus a chicken box. So bring it with you. Dang. I want my chicken. Yeah, I bring my own hot sauce. I don't trust everybody hot sauce. I got my own hot sauce. I want the chicken box, man.
Ain't nobody else raising their hand?
No one's raising their hand, but they listening. Hey. Trust me.
Wow. How many people you got on the boards?
We got over 50.
Over 50.
Okay,
right?
Someone raised their hand.
Oh,
caller 4002, your mic is open, and we have another one, which I'll unmute in a second.
Damn, I said something. Look at that.
Who's this? Hello? Caller 4002, out of the 601. Okay, he's not saying anything. I'm going to unmute caller out of the 708. Last 4-1000. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is CJ. What's up, guys?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, fat boy. Not for long.
Oh, God.
Damn.
I'm coming down.
Not for long.
Coming on down.
Wow.
Hey, Jared.
Hey, quit stepping backwards, CJ. You're walking backwards. Stop. The backup alarm's going off. Sorry, man. I had to do it. I apologize.
It's all good.
I just heard the background noise, man.
I don't know what that is.
Go ahead, you were trying to talk to Jared.
What's going on with this motherfucking heat this weekend, man? With this damn weather in Rockingham this weekend. What the hell?
Hey, man, I done told y'all. I said something earlier on Psycho. Like, I'm going to play Groundhog this weekend. Y'all ain't going to see my shadow till the night comes.
Yeah, I guess so. Me too.
Let me get 1 o'clock.
I ain't coming out till midnight if I ain't got to.
Hey, I'm going to come out 1 o'clock in the morning like you did me.
Hey, TJ. You know what that was about. It won't be doing you like that. Yeah, that's foolish. Now you're starting to take that damn cloaker off for you, ain't you?
Hey,
you know exactly what it was.
Yo, what up?
Hey, this little seat, man. I got a question for you. Actually, I'm going to send you a PM tonight. And
okay.
I mean, I got a little proposal for you and Shine. I know you travel the country like damn. You're a damn truck driver, so I'm pretty sure you'll like this.
All right, hit me with it.
Okay.
Hey,
anybody doing any street racing down there by UCC?
That's illegal. We gonna do that.
Hey, CJ, I hit you up with that too.
What the
and,
hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody beat me.
Chicago for you, man.
That ain't my shit.
Y'all beating somebody down in an alley somewhere, CJ. Hey, I hit Donnie. You owe me some fucking money, eh?
Hey, we got a caller out of North Carolina. I'm going to go ahead and unmute your mic. Last 4-3-3-5-6, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been. I'm listening.
Hello?
I hear that. FJ-450 on there.
FJ-450.
Yeah.
All right, whoever got the phone,
who's calling from North Carolina?
Hey, I'm calling to see why CJ over here just acting like he's somebody.
Alex, you stay on me, don't you, Alex?
Yeah, hey, look, you know why I tell you? Because I know you did the math on the other bike.
I'm bringing somebody for you this weekend. Guess who I'm bringing just to argue with you?
No, Keith Dennis. Hey, look, I want to put a ride on there, my rider size, so we can goddamn get this. I mean,
Alex,
this
listen.
Stuff is. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. So what's wrong?
Alex.
Talk to me.
Alex, can I ask you a question, buddy?
I'm listening.
Okay, this is Custom Cut. Oh. Did you ever think about what I asked you about July the 7th, good old buddy?
Man, I can't come, man. You see, Ray Sean got it on his fly.
You know, I kind of figured that.
Hey, trust me, man. That's the only thing stopping. My team said we don't mind putting a shovel on your ass and let the government look for you. So,
right.
We just need to be the next event.
Hey, you'll get a chance to do it in a couple weeks. Yeah, y'all.
Hey, I told you, Lil C got a race coming, dog. We come to Lil C event. I already talked to Lil C. We're going to work something out. We coming down there. You come on down there, and we're going to dig do what we got to do.
I'm
head
already
up,
obviously.
Head, hey, head up. Even money. You ain't got to double it. Hey, babe, I'm on Grand Talk Radio. I'll see you later.
Wow.
Hey, look. So, Custom.
Yes,
I told you. When I kick your ass, bring your clippers. I want a damn mohawk with a shag. I'll make sure my hair grown out.
Okay, now let's put the shoe on the other foot.
What?
I don't drink beer. So
what you need? If you drink water, I want about your case, 2-3 cases of water.
You know, I drank that food, and I don't want to break you now. I drank food. I don't want to break it.
What water are you finding? That's a high water you find in the hotels of Vegas.
I don't want you to bring no.
Hey,
I want you to bring no
camel
water.
What do I need, man?
I'm already obligated to another race.
When? For a little C event?
No. Your Chris event in Mississippi. At the hub. I mean, I got the run tackle box over there, so I'm already obligated with that.
Man, I just had a man call me, tell me tackle box and priceless them. He said priceless. Pull a 52 fake out, cut to the left. In the show. On Mayo. Tell them, do they pull a 52 fake out on Mayo? At the hub.
Yeah.
If they did, they did it from the hospital cotton, just like I thought. Damn white motherfuckers. That's what we do. Hey, I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. And I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down.
Here we go.
I am for real. Like CJ right there.
Straight up and down.
See, the boys gave that nigga, they gave that guy, you know, nigga, but they gave that guy a nickname, and that just ran him through the country. You know what I mean? Didn't nothing else matter. And we're going to tie his ass up, just like a damn lawnmower do grass. You can't live when that motherfucker runs across your ass. Let's get it. CJ, what are we going to work out?
I thought we had three races
working
out.
I'm tired of fucking black-on-black crimes. I want a pork spoon, white motherfucker, or whatever ass.
I thought we had three races locked in.
Yeah, we got some. Hey, but look, you did too much math on other bikes. We're going to bring Houdini. That's who you get.
Okay, so
what
does all that mean? What does all that mean?
It means it looks just like you, but ain't nobody ran it to tell you what it runs. Man, we know what Lil Richard did, man. Lil Richard, I'm going to tell you what Lil Richard is. Lil Richard is a damn Allen's hater. That's what Allen's is.
That's all Lil Richard was. Lil Richard didn't tell me a motherfucking thing.
Oh, yeah. You would say anything to give up your connect. Do the police ever tell who did it? They don't know.
Wait a second.
I was born tonight, but not last night.
That dude say, look.
Wow, you're
not
wrong.
No. I want to run. We want CJ. But look, CJ done did too much math for me.
No, that's why you denied it.
Hey, Custer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm
here. Yes, sir.
Some motherfuckers raise you, they do the math on you. Then they tell the next motherfucker. And that's what they have to do to me. But guess what? I started out in general math, but I ended up in trigonometry. Let's get it.
Hey, you know what, Alex? I seen something real strange when I was in Tweeds. I thought everybody, you know, like, come to the track and, like, race each other. But I saw something that Possum did.
No, they don't do that shit.
When Possum won the corn toss, and nothing against you, Possum. When Possum won the corn toss, he said, hold on. Custom, let me run around the track. He ran around the track and found Joy. I seen him over there in the corner talking. And
yeah,
I'm like,
he wanted
wow,
to see which lane was the best, man. I already know that. But hey, Possum, hey, Sam
man,
is the only motherfucker. Hey, look. All I'm going to say is, Custom, I go to war with Sam. He's the most fast bastard you ever want to see. No matter what he say, he want to race. That's it with him. That's all. Now, the rest of the guys, you better take that to damn heed. Because he probably went around to find out which one was the good lane. That's all he probably did. But some of these other guys, CJ, he live in who the fuck knows well, but he know everything about our bike.
How the fuck?
You know,
I don't even
know
what you're talking about.
Because
I
got a phone call.
What talking about? What
I got a phone call.
About?
He's the Oprah racer.
What
the
fuck are you talking about, Alex?
Look, the blue booster. Because Lil Richard called 12 motherfuckers before he even left the track. And
how does Lil Richard know what your bike run?
Because we beat the shit out of him. He was fishing for the goddamn, because Lil Richard was bragging. Oh, he beat me.
So,
and I cut
so
a 018
so
light.
Fast,
and then he kept on talking. And then we called him, Dust cut a 017 light. So then he looked at the margin of victory, and he got it. So then he told you. So you bring your ass on down here, and we're going to put another bike on your ass.
Well, yeah, I'm glad.
You got a wasted trip.
He
hey,
told
is it okay for me to call you a wigger? Yeah. Because I'm a nigga.
He
so
told CJ. He told him. I can feel it in my bones. He told him.
He did. I ain't going to lie, man. I'm who I am, bro. Sam.
Wow, you guys are soft.
Sam.
You motherfuckers are soft.
Sam, am I who I am, bro? Do I allow hate? Hey, when we ran that man, we didn't say nothing about the race. I was getting phone calls while we still at the track about what we ran.
So you're saying that I know how fast your bike is.
I'm saying that you damn right you know.
Can I fucking
talk? You damn right you know.
All you do is talk. Can I talk?
All
right. All you do is talk.
All right.
Okay.
I'm listening.
If Little Richard told me how fast your bike is and I want to race you, and you don't want to race now, so you're saying my bike is faster than that blue Busa. Is that what you're saying?
It is. But it ain't faster than another bike we're going to put on your ass.
And what bike is this?
That's Houdini. We'll see
what
you at the
fuck
track
kind
track.
Of bike is that?
Houdini is a hand clutch bike, and we'll see you at the track track.
What kind of motorcycle?
It's a Suzuki Busa.
It's a what?
It's a Suzuki Busa.
It's a Busa with a street tire. With a street tire.
Yeah.
It's a what?
With a hand clutch. And we got a light rod.
Yeah, that's so fine. And are we racing the 14 still? You're 14?
We might, yeah. Hey, but
are we still CJ?
Hey, why don't you go ahead and put Cameron on the bike? Put Cameron team on the bike.
Listen, I'm not telling you who to put on your bike. Don't tell me who to put on my bike.
Yeah, why are you going to come with a 128 pound, man? We got 170. Hey, trust me, man. Don't give a fuck about weight, and I don't either. We'll see your ass.
I can't tell. A second
we'll
ago, you...
Hey, how you can't fail?
Man,
hey,
I'm crying a second
hey,
ago about it.
Hey, don't everybody else cry about weight. Why can't I cry about it? I thought it was
hey,
a nice game to play.
Hey, guys,
you don't make no sense.
I don't make no sense.
We got a call from Tennessee.
No sense. You don't make
no
sense.
Got a call from Tennessee. I'm going to go ahead and unmute his mic.
0645, what's their name? 0645, Tennessee. Hello? Hello? I'm here. Who's this? Who? You girl? I had a man call me saying, yo, scared ass, y'all pull a 52 fake out. Taco Ball. Did y'all pull one out on me?
I seen that Twinkie. Don't worry about what I got going on over here.
Hey, did you pull a 52 fake out on me?
Hey, cuz. We coming. You ain't scaring us out of nothing.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about did y'all pull a 52 fake out on me?
No, we didn't punk out on Mayo. Mayo went to Texas, and we told him we wasn't going there. If he wanted to come to Memphis, he could have got it, but he didn't lock in for Hattiesburg, so we didn't know.
Yeah, they want to Hattiesburg.
Well, they didn't lock in.
Oh, well, hey, so now we got two stories. That's all you see, Jay. We got one story saying you don't do this, and the other story saying you do this.
Well, hey,
we need a jury.
I'm white.
We need a jury.
The white guy.
We need a jury.
Do you hear me? I said, I'm white. You got to believe
hey.
Me.
And then, hey, look. And
you know
to be
what?
Honest.
Don't even talk to
be
Alex. He just off talk.
Hey.
He don't race. Alex don't
be
no race.
To be the honest, why don't CJ want to run Sam?
What? What?
Why don't CJ want to run Pop?
Because his bike's in a different class than my street bike.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Hey,
don't you understand
okay,
that? Or are you that dumb?
Damn
it.
Wow.
Hey, yeah, I'm here. Now look, hey look, all I do, man, is I want to race. If I lose,
all you do is
I pay
talk.
My money.
All you do is talk. All you do
hey,
is
fuck,
talk.
You know what I do? You live, where the fuck do you live, CJ? Chicago,
no, you,
Minnesota,
and,
L.A. or where?
You can't live in Chicago.
But I know you know everything about everybody around here.
Yeah, how was that?
Because you like to call people. I guess you're friendly. I don't know shit.
And I
don't know
who did I call?
When you
who,
make
did,
a plan.
Who did I call?
You guys got me cracking up.
Hey, look, look. It's called a hole in a dog in the woods. You don't tell the last one.
Ain't that right, CC? Ain't that right, CC? See what I'm saying? See what
CC,
I'm saying? All Alex does is talk.
Yeah, it's
no
bullshit.
Hey, CC,
no
am I putting shit or do it sound right? Hey, you know motherfuckers race you to Gage.
What?
Just like we beat the shit out of Richard. He can't say we beat the shit out of him, but he tell Buck.
I can't even hear what he's saying. Well, what are you saying?
What I'm saying some real stuff. Hey, I'm going to slow it down, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
We all race.
Hello? I can't tell.
Motherfuckers want to talk and tell everybody what we run. Now, I'm just keeping it straight. Bullshit. I don't like no bullshit, dog. When you make your pass, I swear to God, I'll walk off. I want to race your ass. Because I don't like your mouth. I don't care about that. If you beat me, you beat me. But all the extra shit and the he say, she say, and what you run, that's a myth in my world.
All right, well, hey, look here. I got a question right quick. I got a text earlier. Someone said that CC said that we was locked for the hub. Now, was that a misunderstanding about Mayo or what?
I don't know, cuz.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to, I don't know. I just now got on a minute ago. I don't know what's been said.
I didn't say we was locked for nothing.
So bad, ain't
nothing
good. If I had another one, we'd be on there.
I thought maybe you
no,
would be
no.
over
we,
there.
We are locked for Valdosta.
Yes. That's no problem. That's no
okay.
problem, my friend. But
okay.
Are you going to be a Mississippi? Are you going to be a Mississippi?
When?
August 11th.
I'm
I
sure.
We don't have to wait to Valdosta. We can get it on then, bro.
Yeah, we can actually, if you want, you can take that beating in Mississippi, and then I'll come to Valdosta and give you another beating.
Ow. Okay, well,
Well, why don't we just go ahead and lock up both of them? Why don't we lock in for the hub and Valdosta?
Let's wait a minute.
We'll cut what we had agreed in half. And it can be that or better for each.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. We're locked up for the hub and Valdosta for five on each.
Uh-huh.
And that'd be
I've been saying, we know what the numbers is. Me and you good with math. We know what the numbers
okay.
is.
All right, that'll work.
Talk about
yeah.
And Jared, I got a question for you. I may have some onboard cameras. Do y'all have any problem with me mounting them on the bike for that race, or would you?
No, sir. I'm gonna look. Actually, I want you to put it on my tail.
It won't. Why don't you do what I did to Bump? Put it on the tail facing the other lane. You look real good.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough. Doing bad chariots of fire. Well, I
would have
really put that tune in there.
Hey, we had a caller call in from Tennessee. I want to know who it is. Is he on the line still?
Yeah,
he's
talking
about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got you.
Now, Chris.
Okay.
I want to ask you something about the hub. Is that track, is it a good track?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good track.
Okay, good track. Okay. Yeah, one down. I can do it. It don't matter. I'm coming over there anyway, tackle balls. Let's do it.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Hey, that sounds about you ain't got a bitch moan and groan and argue and all that. Man, if you want to get down, it's as easy as that. We just did it just that simple.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
We will also have some big truck cars there as well to lay down some rubber for the bikes as well. So just for some extra insurance.
Okay. Now, Tackle Boss, since I don't travel that much and I really don't know how to read a map or a GPS, can I get lane choice?
Do not get that left lane. I heard about a mysterious left lane red light. Ooh.
Actually, it was the right lane.
Tackle Box is more right lane in the left lane than anybody. When you see the video come out, you would.
Yeah, I saw when he ran serial killer, he was in left hand lane. Yeah, they got treated the devil out of him.
We got another caller from North Carolina on the line. 9489, your mic is unmuted. Sorry. Hello?
Hey, how's it going, fella?
Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Bump, yellow 1T.
Oh, Bump!
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What is it,
Bump? Ain't nothing, man. You know, I was listening to you guys. You know, y'all getting it in, and I heard Papa say something about some video cameras. So, you know, I just wanted to come and make sure they're playing for the Rock, because me and him coming straight off the trailer.
Uh-oh.
And Papa locked in straight off the trailer for the Rock. Yeah. Street Fight versus Street Fight Gang versus Motor Girl Bike.
Hold on, don't start now. Don't want us talking about your bike now, Street Bike. Then you know, you and I both know about our bikes. Now hush.
Hey, but I got a Street Bike, do I not?
It is what it is, buddy.
It is what it is, baby. Straight off the trailer. Bolt versus Popham, The Rock, baby, the rematch.
just make sure you got that left hand correct this time, okay?
It's going to be correct.
Just make sure your left hand is right this time.
It's going to be right. I'm going to have my time this time. You know, I rushed that race. You came to me with about 5 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? And I was like,
oh,
let's do it.
You know, excuses.
No excuses.
You can't hang. We already know what's
going to
happen.
Hey, no excuses. Well, I'm looking forward to the rematch. I'm feeling there's going to be a different outcome. I may be wrong, but I think it's going to be a different one. I think you're going to look at me different after my rock.
Okay. I ain't going to look at you no different. I'm going to keep turning my head. I'm going to keep looking back.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. Do I need to bring some crab legs or you got that cover?
Oh, if you want to bring them, buddy. I'm going to put the bill.
All right, well, I'm going to bring some of them, too, bro. You know we're going to get down. You know, I'm going to be in the trailer most of the time.
$77 for 10 pounds at Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. You ain't saying that just because your name's Sam, is it?
Tell you what, I'm going to do you first so I can get you on out the way.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, yeah. Well, you know, we locked in. That's the first race of the Rock. We're going to break it out right.
Straight off the trailer.
No shakedown, no breakdowns, no nothing. Straight off the trailer.
We're going to have to do you Friday.
Yeah,
we're going to do it Friday.
All
right. You want me to fill your bottle of nitrous, too, while I'm at it?
I wish it had come before you. Good. We're just starting out. But you're going to have to get me before the weekend over with, maybe.
Okay, buddy. Just make sure you got something to turn your bottle on this time.
Oh, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. So I'll come here. I got some little Jackson. I knew I could go there. Well, I'm out of here, buddy. It was nice talking to you, and I'll see you a little later.
Thanks for calling
in. All right. Bye. Right. Wait till tomorrow.
Well, everybody's getting awful quiet tonight.
They're on their list.
I need somebody to hit the mute button. Talk about.
Yeah, I'm still here.
This race this weekend, man, with your Rock race. Who are you supposed to race up there this weekend? Who you got?
Running Little Scrappy with Run, and then running Stormtrooper Sinister.
Okay.
Who all is coming to July 7th event? I'd like to know. Anybody? Anybody?
What are you asking?
I said, who all is coming down to Macon July 7th?
Yes.
So I get an idea of, you know.
We are going to try to, I do believe.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. It just depends on what all's going on, but I don't see why we couldn't.
Can I make
okay.
it better for you? Can I make it better for you to come? Lock in with me right now to July the 7th. And
oh,
all jokes aside, man, I'm real about this thing. Lock in with me for July the 7th, and let's just do this thing, man. Then I'm coming to Mississippi anyway. But I want you to come, man. I want this event to be big. I want you to come.
So you're talking about three races?
Yeah, I mean this July the 7th, since it's gonna be the eighth mile. Let's just do a little something.
I'm not saying that we're not, but on that I need to talk to Brian because I know I don't even have to ask him about Hattiesburg. He's always down, you know, to go there and do that. But let me talk to him to make sure that it's fine, and then you still have my number. And then all you got to do is—I don't have yours anymore or whatever—but just shoot me a text here in a couple hours. I'm going to be going back up to the shop. So.
Now I got another question for you, sir. Are you willing to try to beg him to come?
Do what now?
I mean, you may have to beg him to come. You may have to do a little extra to make him come.
What is all that in the background? I can't hear. We got kids and shit running around and yelling and singing.
Just hit the mute button if you're not talking, guys. If you're not talking, just hit the mute button.
I got to hit it. Just let me know and I'll hit the mute. Oh, wait, I think they dropped the phone call.
Well, I know self-concept. They got no kids over here.
Well, I probably won't have a problem with it, but I just don't want to speak on that, and that's not my bike. You know what I mean? I just get the privilege to ride. You know what I'm saying?
You don't actually own the bike here. Calling me out on, you just ride.
No, but I do all the wrenching on it. It's just as much mine. I've been working on that bike for years. Why? What does it matter to you?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, so really, I'm talking to the wrong guy. You just let out your mouth. You really don't have no say-so in where that bike goes, but you do all the wrenching on it. I'm talking to
a
mechanic.
I think
they're
a team. No, I think they're talking like they're a team. It's just like me, Possum, you know. It's like I may want to go, but before I can make that decision, I need to talk
right.
to the rest of the team. Because it's
right.
a damn operation, dude. I can drive the truck down there, but damn if I can do everything.
Okay, I mean, you know, because I was getting kind of confused because I thought I was actually talking to the owner.
I apologize, Tackle Box, I stepped in. I just want to explain.
No, you said the right thing because really, if you want to be real about it, that's totally doesn't really make a fuck, to be blunt. That totally doesn't make a fuck. Brian's got the bike. I'm the rider, okay? I'm the only one that's ever even sat on that bike and the only one that ever will sit on that bike. So,
okay,
I mean,
well, I just want to let you know, Tackle Box, that I'm the owner, the rider, the crew chief, and my pit crew. I got two or three pit crews, but I only trust one pit crew with me when I grudge. So when you actually call me out and call me to a race, when I say it's a race, you can bet on that. I ain't got to call three or four people. That's why I said I thought I was talking to the owner. I'm the owner, operator, and everything. I run the show.
Does that make your dick bigger than mine? Does that make your dick any bigger than mine? No.
I don't understand.
I don't understand why are we even discussing this? This is totally fucking irrelevant.
No, because I thought I was talking to the owner. I'm sitting here talking owner-to-owner talk when I really should be talking to, you know, somebody else. That's all.
Oh,
I thought
Lord,
I was talking to the owner.
Now we're having a pitch contest.
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm talking about racing, bro. If you want to get on a six line somewhere and talk to them, well, hell, you got to do that on your own.
I'll tell you what, then. If you want to see how much power I got, let's just go ahead and lock up then, chump. Let's lock up for the same for all three races. Now what?
You just said you had to call somebody. All of,
I ain't
got to
call no motherfucking body. Lock up. All you got to do is say yeah.
Why are you spazzing out, my friend? I mean,
say
I'm
yeah.
Funny. Say yeah.
Say
I mean,
yeah. Wanted it. You're getting it. Say yes.
You're not talking to a woman. I don't say yeah when you tell me to say yeah.
Well, why are you trying to get in on a whole nother conversation?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter if Obama owned the
flashbacks.
Phone.
I'm having flashbacks.
Why are
oh,
you spazzing out? Why are you spazzing out? I'm talking
to you. I tell you what, I do understand now why you got some long ass hair, because you're a true ass punk.
Wow, I can't believe it.
All right, guys, time out, both of you. Jared, you want to lock up? That's just it's yes or no, man.
But he just
yes
said
no.
He's
you
not
called
to
it, and I called you once again on your bluff. Now be big and bad in front of everybody now. Say yeah.
Well, I just told you that we don't have to do
okay.
It for that kind of chimp.
No, well, that's what we're going to do it for, because I'm making a call.
Okay, since you want to do it like that, we locked up for tweed. You know what?
Hold on.
I need you to get that lock-in money to somebody, because if you don't show up July the 7th, I'm coming looking for my money now. I'm coming looking for my money.
You best talk to somebody, because we ain't no chumps, and we ain't no shows. Ain't never been
okay.
A no-show.
July the 7th, we'll run for half of what we talked about last week. We'll run for that.
Yes, and on all three races now.
Bro, you ain't said nothing. I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm just trying to know.
Nobody don't know nothing when it comes to that, because I guarantee the money team going to be in the house that day. I guarantee you that.
What are you talking about? You talking about us?
I was talking to myself, bro. I'm looking in the mirror talking to myself. I'm talking to Jared. I was holding the phone. That's all. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Don't blow your stack.
Well, I'm just telling you, you wanted to get on here, and I wasn't even going to say nothing bad about you. And then you want to have to talk about being a bike owner.
But what did I say wrong? What did I say wrong, my friend?
Nothing. Because you're like, I'm talking to the wrong person. I thought I was talking to the man that owned the bike. Shit, he lets me make just as many fucking shot calls as he does himself.
But Tackle Boss, you told me that let me get back with you because I need to talk to a guy that's actually gonna make the call. That's why I said I thought I was talking to the guy because I'm the owner operator and the crew chief.
Now, what if the man had a family reunion or something? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I would give you my email address, and you would PayPal me my lock-in money, because the rate is locked in.
I ain't PayPaling
nothing.
I will bring it to you personally. But
you
ain't got to worry about that, because we're going to see that.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? You better cancel that family reunion, okay? You better count
I'm just referring to why you were saying what you were saying earlier.
Because you confused me. Then you started calling me a punk and all that. I mean, I'm actually about to shed a tear over here because you hurt my feelings, bro.
You know what we need to do? You know what would solve a lot between me and you, CeCe? You know what we need to do after we do these races?
Yes.
We're gonna pull some CJ shit. We're going to put on some gloves. And we're going to go for 3 minutes. 3 minutes solid. Yeah.
He's
waving the olive branch now. Come on, guys.
I got a brother that specializes in that, so, I mean, I did great.
Wait, I don't. I ain't never trained another day in my life, but we need to put on boxing gloves and go ahead and get that part out of the way.
Why are you even taking it there? Bro, I'm a small fry. I don't know how to fight. I never knew how to fight. I was bred to race.
I don't know if I want to race you or, like...
Oh, no, that's some gay junk right there, now. I don't know about y'all, but that sounds weird to me. So he can let's keep it about race.
I don't know if I want to race you or blank.
I don't know what y'all do in Tennessee, but we don't do that in Georgia. Now, we'll crack your head, brother.
There you go. See?
I'm just saying, man, you know, you ain't going to come down here and say you're going to, you know, try to rape me. No. What I'm supposed to do? Okay. I'm not going to let you do that.
Look, all right, let's start all over. We're locked in. It's a done
deal. July 7th, Twigs.
Ooh, I want my money through PayPal. I want my money. You know what? We're going to pop all of it.
We're going to be there.
Hey, what bike are y'all running? What bikes are you running? Let's just clarify that. What bikes? What bike is it?
He did not say, now did he, with his smart-ass mouth?
Man, you know what? Say what you want to say. You know what bike you're going to bring. I'm bringing HD. As long as your bike ain't got wheelie bars and no turbo, bring the turbo.
No, sir. That's right.
Come on, man. I don't even play games about my money like that, man. I don't even play games like that, man.
So what,
well,
what
I'm saying,
running,
man.
Okay, so we got Caesar HD versus
our Nitrous Flat Slick Booster.
Okay, well, I mean, that's cool. That's cool.
Jared.
That's cool. No, no. See, what you want me to do is call this race off, but it's still
on. No.
No,
okay.
Yes,
all right, we'll see.
Yes, sir, he is. Now, hold on. And the reason I say this is if you go back.
Can I get a side bet, somebody, please?
If you go back and you play the last phone call, he plainly said, sinister, sinister, sinister. I tried to pull that shit on him last time, but he wouldn't do it. This time he fell right in the trap, and now he's.
No, he ain't fell in no trap. I ain't fell in no trap. Like I said, you don't show up July the 7th, the joke's on you. The joke's on you. You can go run. You can go buy somebody a motorcycle, whatever you want to do. I'm going to be there to race.
Okay.
You got the same. You're going to have the same
damn party.
Possum. You know what it is, though? We're going to have a junkie on our hands. Ooh-wee. We're going to have a junkie. He's going to be strung out on some cocaine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Lord, have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
I can't wait to call the owner and tell him what I just walked up. So he can
ride
off.
You're in trouble now, Jared. You're in trouble now. When Randy gets on your ass, Priceless gets on your ass. It's a wrap.
Y'all
buddy.
In trouble.
Cycle bike gonna get shut down now.
it's gonna get shut down. Remember,
y'all
coming to
trouble. Caller, we have a caller who wants to talk out of the 601. Your mic is open. Hello.
For that race, y'all said July the 7th. How much is the park out money going to be? Y'all haven't discussed that?
What do you want to do on that, DC?
Watch this going to be real low. Why don't y'all lock the whole pot in? Why don't y'all lock the whole pot in?
No, why don't you let us do this? Punk out a grand.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, too.
Gotta pay for our gas, our hotel, and my experience. Yeah.
Hey, one thing we say down here in the South, don't count your beauty. Don't count your beauty, son.
DC, you ain't got to meet me yet, but, you're going to be so glad to see me go.
Okay.
You're going to be so glad to see me go.
Okay. One thing about it, remember this now. You coming to Georgia, we welcome you with open arms.
All this shit talking is all fun, and when we get there, it is strictly business, brother. You ain't got to worry about none of that. We get our teeth kicked in, you get your change. If it happens the other way around, we want ours. Either way, I shake your hand.
Hey, Possum, he got his money before we even raised. I mean, bro, the money going to be there. Don't worry about that. Just come and raise.
I got the money. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, man. How you gonna hold the money?
I thought I heard something different. That's why I said, okay.
Come on, man. Don't try to flex, son.
No, I wasn't playing. Hold on, Jared. I won't fucking playing. You said you got your money before we race. I thought you said a punk out money before we race. My mind got confused, and I said, okay. You're right. You handed the money over to Snoop. I handed my money over to Snoop long before the race.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I try to be truthful with this thing. You know, all these side
con artist jokes and trying to be, oh, we're going to bring another white man. You just filling my trap. So what? You still going to have to do the same thing. I'm going to have to do line up, hit that light, and go down the track. I trust my baby. I trust AZ. And I know, can't nobody pull up beside that and just say they're going to out-muscle me.
I tell you what, it ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help you if you got Dan there, John Forrest, fucking Michael Phelps. I don't care if Michael Jordan's there. Your ass is done. I'm telling you, you have seriously opened up a serious fucking mess on your ass.
Watch out talking about Michael Jordan now.
Hey, we got a couple callers who want to talk. So caller 478 out of Georgia. Your mic is open. Georgia, hello. 478-3963.
They don't talk.
Mute
them back out.
Okay, he's unmuted. Okay, we got caller 252-2719. Your mic is unmuted. Hello.
Tackle Box.
Yes, sir.
CC.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Y'all ass is mine.
Uh-oh.
Scrappy here. Scrappy here. That ass is mine.
Who am I speaking with?
I can just... No, you're just,
speaking
with Scrappy. Oh, okay. What's up, Scrap?
That ass is mine.
We'll find out. We're off in a whole other conversation.
What?
I'll see you this weekend, chump. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know you will, but then, I just need to know when I need to be down to the doctor for my break for my CC.
Take care of this weekend, and I'll holler at you next week. I'll pimp you in for next this time.
Scrappy, put the beer and the pipe down.
I wish I could smoke. I'd be doing it. Nobody out there doing smoke.
Jack Boss, remember we locked in, brother.
Yes, sir. Trust me, I'm gonna say my prayer tonight, I'm gonna thank baby Jesus. Sweet baby, dear Lord, baby Jesus, with your 7-pound, 8-ounce sweet ass, thank you for letting silly ass lock up something that he didn't even know that he was getting into.
Yeah, you
felt that fart coming a mile away.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see this bitch you put on that.
Brian, what you want
to
buy?
Be a lesson to all. Be careful what you lock in with against the Dream Team. You should have read the fine print there, Jared. Your ass just got yourself wrote a check. Your ass ain't gonna cash. But
yeah,
I appreciate you erasing. Hey, I ain't knocking you, brother. If the tree falls and your bike moves, hey, I will be right there on the sideline clapping.
Yeah, just have my money. Just have my money. All the junk to keep
it.
Possum, you know what I ought to bring? You know what I ought to bring instead of cocaine?
What's that?
J-Dam. Did I just say that?
Hey, play with it. You're going to be playing with your own money. Play with it.
Uh-oh.
You already know who's supposed to be running.
Man, don't be saying that shit stirring a damn pot. You know this cat dang room is going all over the planet about J-Dam.
Can we just talk? With that race already locked in, man. You know, can we just talk about something else, man?
He's petrified right now. He is like,
I
have fucked up.
I tell you what, you better make that phone call.
You want to know what else he fucked up? If you really want to be technically speaking about it, he didn't lock up who the rider was either.
Oh,
man,
You know what? Forget it.
See, that's how confusing gets started. Tackle Boss already knows.
He's just pulling your chain right there.
No, ain't nobody. See, I don't play with money like that. That's too much money to be playing like that, bro.
That's too much. Like, Pop, you shouldn't even say that.
He's messing with you. There you go getting your song all in a wad. I'm going to be on the
mic. You're an entertainer. Jerry, you're an entertainer. We just dug in your ass. That's all it was, man. We ruffled your feathers.
Okay. No, y'all ain't ruffling my feathers because actually when we start talking about lock-in and start talking about this is a business deal.
Well, it was a business deal. You locked in with them, man. You didn't disclose the bikes, and you did not talk about what the, you know, I'm just saying,
right.
I pointed
you're
it
right.
out.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Don't even worry about it.
No, you're locked up, cuz. Don't worry about it.
See, Tiger Boss, let me tell you. See, I'm trying to get on here. See, that's why this racing and this grudge racing get so confusing.
I'll be on the
like
bike, CC. Quit tripping, bro. Y'all
confusing everybody out there because y'all sitting here joking when people are going to be scared.
Man, you think these folks care? They wouldn't care if my name was Elvis Presley. They just want to see a race.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't play with
we're
my money like that.
They're just tripping you up, man. They're just tripping you.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to play J-Damn right across the damn ass.
I don't know y'all cats like that. So I don't know when y'all playing. I don't know Tackle Boss like that.
Tackle Boss. Got the fact.
Look, listen. Listen, CC. Tackle
Boss. Oh, man. I don't play like that, man. We don't play like that.
Listen. We're just messing with you, bro. I am one. What in the hell?
Who did that?
I don't know. But, CC, for real. When you meet me, you can ask anybody on here and anybody that's listening. I am one of the coolest cats you'll probably ever meet. Really.
Well,
it's all fun.
Wait,
it's just fun, dude.
You right about one thing. Bad cat.
Say what? Wait till I actually meet you, and then we can kick the bobo after that. But when you say stuff like that and y'all come over here trying, that gets everything screwed up.
Man,
he said he's riding the bike. I don't play with y'all like that. I'm riding the motorcycle.
Have y'all ever noticed something? I joke a lot. I may play around and crack jokes on cycle bike, but this is the thing. When we start talking about lock-in and actually getting the race up, I don't play like that because I don't know y'all. I don't know how y'all take y'all money. I don't know. I'm not even going to even approach
Well, really,
y'all
I don't care because I make excellent money. So, I mean, all I can do is lose it and go right back to work and make it again.
Yeah, you're right, and I do too. But I'd be dog if I let somebody play around and take my hard-earned money on a joke.
Then you're going to be highly pissed at me come the 7th, 11th, and 14th.
Okay, well, I mean, whatever you want to call it.
14th,
whatever you want to call it.
I guess Valdosta. Is Valdosta the 14th or something like that?
Uh-oh. Whatever you come up with. I'm in Georgia. It don't matter to me.
Well,
I don't lock the three races with you that I got to show up at. So
yes.
Y'all go put on cycle bike that I don't want to run nobody. It's still gonna be said.
No, we're locked up.
There's no doubt in our mind that you won't lock up with anybody.
If I beat Tiger Boss, it's going to be because the track wasn't there or somebody didn't spray
no,
the
sir.
Track.
No, sir. I tell you what, we have never, ever, when we take a ass beating, it's either because of rider error or something like that. And you know what? We never even address that to whoever we race. That's none of their concern.
Hey,
we pay them and say good race.
Okay, that's all I want to hear.
Here's a piece of advice. Twigs is a nice track, nice facility. Carry your ass at least 25 gallons of EHT before you get there.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on now. Come on.
I'm going to tell it like it is. This is it, you know.
That's right.
It's a very nice facility. Very nice facility. Very nice place to put a good event on. And I know Chris is going to do it down. I know that's the fact, but I'm just saying, carry some VHT or somebody needs to lock up with the damn track man and tell him, hey, man, you got to put that bitch.
Well, you know what happens when it comes to stuff like that, Possum? It's called a real racer and knowing what to do under pressure and recovering. Now, who can do it better or faster? That's the gamble.
Well, I will say one thing. Tyree did a damn good job out there doing what he had to do, but, like I said, make sure track preps there.
Caller 336, your mic is open. Caller 336. 6451. Hello. Okay, caller
919-3356. Yeah, I'm back,
fellas. Oh,
boy.
Oh, God.
Everybody's listening.
Hey, look, hey, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Girl,
oh,
I know
boy.
That girl likes you ain't got that microphone. I can hear the goddamn. Yes, sir, you beautiful. I can feel it. Hey, you race motorcycles.
You talking to me? Yeah, I ride.
Yes, you ride.
I do.
Well, don't let none of them damn motorcycles hurt you, because I'm going to pick that motorcycle up.
Okay.
Now, y'all don't go back to talking. Before
you get off here, before you get off again, the fans on Cycle Bike, I think, want to hear you say it again. Your favorite little saying about you don't fuck around what?
I don't fuck around, I fuck straight up and down. That's what I do. I ain't new to this, I'm true to this.
Don't act like you're
I don't
new to
drive
this.
A Benz to the racetrack.
Man, that's so old.
No, that's so real.
Hey, Alex.
I hear your voice, you white.
What do you think is going to happen to poor old CC down in Hattiesburg and at Twigs?
Man, I told CC, man, what the fuck do you do to the race world? Because I want to be him. I want to be everybody want to race.
Well, I tell you what we could do. Also, right now while we're on the phone and there's plenty of time to get there, we can go ahead and lock up a fourth race for this weekend.
Oh,
yeah, you're coming to Rockham, man. You're coming to Rockham.
Don't worry about it. You'd make a lot of dreams come true, man. I'd pay Punk out against Sinister if you can make that happen.
No, don't do that. What are you talking about?
I just want that race bad. If he came to North Carolina, I'd be the happiest white boy on the planet.
What race you want?
I just said I'd like to have Jared back in North Carolina. I mean, hell, I'd be willing to pay for security. That's all I need.
Not gonna happen, good old buddy.
All right.
You ain't coming up.
Hey, no, he's on my old cousin.
He ain't coming up.
He said he ain't coming back. Tiger Box said he coming. I want to ask the two to catch a damn big black ass gator. And that's me.
He coming to South Carolina. Call him, buddy.
We got a call out at 912. Your mic is open. Hello, 912?
I don't know.
CC, you're going to be strung out on cocaine. Gosh, I'm like,
yeah,
I hope you can recover.
Hey,
really do.
Somebody call Randy and get him on the damn phone.
I tell you what, hold on a minute. I'm fixing to try right now.
Oh, Randy. I want to hear the last
his number. I can call him.
The head looks really
good. All right, hello? Hold on a second. I'm going to get
his number
so you
can
call him.
Call him.
Don't give it out for the world to see.
Okay. Okay.
Hello? Get out for the damn world. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared. I'm warning you. I'm the possum. I'm warning you. If Randy gets on this call, y'all gonna go at it.
Hey,
talk
to me. He's a man just like me.
Hey, cuss. Whoever the fuck you done did to the world, tell me so I can do it. I'm gonna do it.
I got the number.
Well, let me milk his dry first, and then I let you go.
Hey, Alex, I got the number.
To think about
Tackle Box is trying to speak,
Alex,
man.
Hold on. I got the number for Randy.
What is it?
Welcome
by the money.
Right.
You about to air that dirty
laundry. I'm ready.
901.
911.
No, 901. That's what CC's going to be dialing after cocaine gets on him.
Got it, 901.
901. Uh-huh. 406.
Uh-huh.
8911.
Hello?
Move this girl on radio, motherfucker.
Oh, Tackle Box.
Yeah, they call him Randy. He's a fag.
Oh, that's the right number.
Everybody,
they got a big dead pussy to go.
Hold on.
Alex, quick. Get off my boy, man.
Get off your boy. Okay. I done met it. I got off the pussy. Faggot. Don't go get it, come with it.
Quit, man.
You've reached Tennessee State Police Department.
Oh, God.
That was
funny,
awesome. Man, I sure wish you would. Hold on, I'm fixing to text you and get him to answer.
Is that him or is he acting funny?
Tackle Box.
Here, tell him. Tackle ball. Let me tell you what you feel like. Those little clowns.
Well, what do you want?
Hey, we looking for Sandy, not Randy. Sandy. Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who wants to be here?
Well, maybe you.
I don't
think
we own.
No,
you
on the
yeah.
Hey, look,
Rock, I
can get y'all. Put
that cup
on the board. Hold up.
Yeah.
Is Randy on here?
Okay, that's 5 years older than me, huh?
Who the
Rock? Who the hell's got their woman in the background?
I don't know. They sound like they're beating somebody.
Man,
Jared Jones.
This is he. Hello.
Alex, fuck with you, man.
Alex, you owe me saying you bastard.
Say it, Jack. I want Alex, but
I knew that was coming.
Wow.
Hey,
I can't believe it.
I see what, CC, I want my punk out.
Nope.
Don't
yeah.
tell me.
Hey, Jack, punk. You get your
yeah.
mama on the phone. You get
yeah,
your mama random on the phone.
She tried calling him.
That was not
right. Tell her if I see her little baby, goddamn water riding four wheeler at goddamn Rockham, I'm gonna whoop her ass. So I'm gonna grab her. She bald headed, so I got to go ahead and choke that motherfucker. But
right,
I'm not gonna ask.
Hold on,
yeah, call him back. Hold on, hey, talk about. Let me tell you like, how you talk. Fucking goddamn, hold the fuck on, my like, I don't know what they gonna do, dude. Give him the white belt. Look here, goddamn tackle box boy. I'm gonna take
yeah,
your hands down here in the rocking ham. I'm gonna put possum on your goddamn ass. Possum ain't wanna get in that goddamn tackle box there, boy. Goddamn, we come to get you, boy.
Yeah, we're going. You ain't going fishing nowhere. We're going to goddamn clean that tackle box out, Airbull.
Yeah,
y'all go ahead and get your ass in now. I see them old frowny faces when I come back from the return road.
That's what we do.
Hey, when I come back from the return road, y'all all ain't going to see nothing but frowny faces from y'all.
Oh, okay. He's going to see a frowny face. We don't know what you're going to catch, but you don't have no big black gator hook. Get your goddamn ass in the right lane, goddammit. Look, we drinking grill and corn, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all trying to call Randy back. Alex, shut up.
Call him. Call Randy. We want to talk to him. We want to tell
that
him.
Is
we
the
got
right number.
Security.
That was the police
called Randy.
That was not Randy.
Randy's
yes,
a
is.
Fucking white guy.
You guys give me Randy number.
901-406-8911.
Hold on. 901-406.
406.
Uh-huh.
8911.
That's what I called.
901-406. Yeah, that's Randy.
Huh. Let me try it again.
Hey, she called again. She called again.
Mama.
She's calling the soft-ass white boy.
He's on the cover.
Hey,
that's
he
right.
Hey,
that's
man.
What I'm
like,
thinking.
So he's
on
everybody
be quiet.
He's
a... Erica, this is always me. Ain't I just like this?
Shut your long-haired ass up. I ain't no damn cop.
Hey, Tackle Box, there ain't no cop, son. Fuck it, man.
Randy, the police.
It said call failed or was not answered. So, but
hey,
we have a caller.
He know you call him Tackle Box.
We
look,
got a caller from 870 area.
I've been doing like that.
Your mic is unmuted.
Possum, try to call him.
You want me to try to call him?
Yeah,
oh,
try to call him.
Fuck
them. Call that motherfucker.
No, you won't.
They want to get you off the line. Fuck that motherfucker. Hey, you call him, man.
He's
going
to
be glad to
hear
you.
Hold on,
I'm
going to
send him a damn text. I'm going to send him a damn text.
Hey, Sam. Damn.
Pussy don't
want to answer the phone. Hey, Lavin Tavi got, hey, And this goddamn teeth big enough to call him and talk to her at the same time. Motherfucker. Let's get it.
Hey, he just texted and said call again.
Hey, look, call him again.
Don't you tell him to call him. Can he call in?
Hold on,
Eric. Hey,
you and your beautiful ass voice.
He must have went down there to get CeCe some bandages.
Hey, give me a bill, man. Give me another bill.
Hey, I'm gonna have to stop using mics if only one
person can talk at a time. Call that white
motherfucker again. Can all hear. Come on. Yes.
Hey,
what number
y'all calling? I got
my
phone right here.
Listen, just is it Denise or is that what it is?
No, he's black.
Or whatever. I don't know. Try to call him again.
Well, Eric,
call
him. And whoever the hell they put on, he black. I hear his voice.
Come on.
Hey, Eric. Hey, can you please address this motherfucker and
Listen, be quiet, Alex. Damn.
Hello?
Damn, Republican.
Hold on, he's on. Hello.
Hey,
hey, Randy.
This is a faggot.
Shut up, Alex.
Hey, Randy.
Hey,
Randy. Yo. Hey, I think I'm going to let CeCe tell you what he accidentally did.
I'm listening.
Randy.
Quiet as a church mouse.
Randy.
Nah, he doesn't know what's going on. Randy, I think I'm going to let CeCe tell you what he accidentally did. CeCe, go ahead.
You tell him.
This man just locked up with me for July the 7th at Macon, Georgia. Just locked up with me. No bike.
Here it goes, Randy.
Hold on.
Here it comes, Randy.
All right. So then, or actually before that, he locks up.
We getting tired of you here explaining to us. Tell that motherfucker what you trying to tell us. Damn.
If you'll shut your big ass
will
up for just a second, I will.
Okay.
Listen,
tell Randy,
dumbass,
that you been on here talking junk and you want to run and have him when he bring his gay ass to the track. That is
man,
Why y'all got a race?
Because
Alex,
the man's
trying to race. No, he ain't trying to race. He won't make an excuse. Hey, man. Hey, I seen the bus stop light come on. Yeah. Something gonna go wrong. Let's see. Let's get it. If he brings that guy here, we're gonna tell y'all
before I was rudely interrupted by a child. Randy, we're running CC with our nitrous boost of flat slick. That's all you need to know.
Is you bringing that rag to motherfucker to rock him?
Well, I can, motherfucker. How much you want to lock up for?
You just bring that bitch down there.
He ain't going to lock up nothing.
You bring it down to, hey, look, I don't need to hear nothing from
we don't
JC
play that,
girl.
Alex. We don't play
look,
that.
I don't play that neither, motherfucker. I love the race.
I ain't going to beat too many more motherfuckers.
Well, hey. What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say,
we're
lock
gonna go,
up if you
we're
want
not
to
gonna
race,
go all
you don't,
the way
cool.
out the left. We ain't gonna do that because we cool. But look, don't never think I ain't OG. Don't never let the bill fool you. Because if you think I got this much mouth and ain't never had to defend it, you fucking wrong.
What are you
saying?
What the
that's
heck?
Back
you,
to
you got
that's
CC out of it. You got
Alex.
CC out of it.
And CC is
Alex,
cool.
Alex.
He's just slow. That's all. That's the whole thing wrong with him. He's slow. Everybody wants to kick his ass.
Randy, you got a comment? You got a race with cocaine with CC.
Hey, Sam. Fuck Sam, too, then. Sam, you feeling this?
Well, no. Hold on, Possum. We didn't necessarily
say
with cocaine.
If y'all come down here, they told me if
I
get cocaine to break,
one of
I
the
got candidates. A race. They told me if I get cocaine to break, I got a race. They didn't tell me. Hey, that's what you told me. Tell me,
did you lock it up? No. Do you want to lock that up, sir? Because I will pay for Randy's ticket just to come to watch that show.
Man, who
yeah,
the fuck
you know
is Randy?
We have
I don't lock nothing up. I ain't going to lie to you. Now we will race.
Well, I hate it.
Hey, look. Hey, my buddy called me and said y'all locked up with Milo and then show up.
Oh, hold
I don't
on
like
now,
that, dog. Hey.
That ain't got nothing
real,
to do with
look,
us.
That's
or
just
me.
Like a couple more people I locked up with that didn't lock up with me when it was time to pay me.
He's going to pay me my money. He's going to pay me my money.
You gotta pay my money.
Talking about stuff you don't know nothing about. I don't even.
Hey, guess what? I don't care nothing to know about. I just heard about it. But look, what I'm saying is.
See, you're talking about stuff you have no idea what's going on. That was the whole problem. Listen, that was the whole problem. Mel wouldn't lock up with the guy. He was trying to lock up with him, but they would not do that.
Well, guess what, man? Look, let me tell you something, man.
We're talking about this weekend.
I know what time it was on the radio. We don't give a fuck about no goddamn police fight, motherfucker.
Okay, lock up.
We don't even lock up. We're going to lock up when we see each other. So look, how the fuck we going to have a fight?
Randy,
I don't stop a fight.
Home.
Let's get it. Okay, so I need to wait till July 4th. Wow, pow, pow, they shot. Let's get it. What we need to do? Look, me and my crew come to the.
You cannot talk when Alex is on here. I wish they just fucking muted that.
Saying,
look, hey, can I say something? Can I have 5 seconds?
You can't because Alex won't shut up.
Look, we had a death in the family, a 3-year-old girl, 2 days ago. She drowned. I can't go anywhere. I got a funeral to go to this weekend. But July 4th, or whenever it is, the first week, the first day afterwards, Twigs, Custom Cuts, whatever, we're there.
Thank you.
Period.
Our condolences. Wow.
Yeah, I'm right.
Only through Creek.
So what are we doing the CC race for?
It is locked. It's locked one on five or better, I assume. And I tell you what, Randy, he is scared to death.
I hope his boy's going to be there tuning on his motorcycle.
Hey, Randy, on top of this, listen to this. Not only is this going to happen in the 8th mile, he accidentally tripped himself into a quarter mile race at Dog City. The same thing, one on five. Ooh, we.
On a street tire in the quarter mile.
Uh-oh.
I don't think shit of that fight slick.
Please let CC chime in.
Talk to Chief.
Who's got a stock chassis that's going to be there? Who's got a stock chassis that's going to be there?
Ain't nobody said.
Don't everybody speak at once.
If anybody's listening, go ahead and press 1.
Has anybody got a stock chassis that's going to be there?
Hey, can the possum get a race at fucking Rockingham this weekend or what?
He just... With what?
A motorbike.
Well, I mean, against who?
Okay, we got somebody who wants to talk. I'm going to unmute his mic. We may have a racer. At a 252, your mic is open.
Yeah, this is called this EJ.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, little buddy?
No, I just got in. Is what's going on right here in the weekend?
Everything.
Yeah, everything. We're going to do cookies.
Is anybody coming?
Yeah, the Dream Team's coming.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I didn't know. The last time, I mean, I ain't been on the internet that much, so I ain't really checked.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on for these last couple of days.
Stormtrooper versus sent us to head up out the back door.
Even hot. Who's your body? Who's your heart? I can't. That's why I can't sleep.
Stormtrooper versus Sinister, they're nitrous.
Yeah, when I lay down, you be good.
Thousand with a booster motor.
Oh, okay. You can get run the fuck over. You get run the fuck over. You sound, you about like me and Alice doing stupid shit.
Then Scrappy versus their Motor Booster.
Okay. I wish I had a bike to race.
You got a bike to race. And then Alex is going to be spectating all weekend.
Yeah.
CC,
I want my punk out.
It's all jokes. It's all jokes to you right now.
No, it ain't no
joke. Is that a joke? Is that a joke?
It's all jokes right now.
Man, I'm telling you, you're going to be strung out on cocaine and you ain't going to know what to do. I'm going to get you to rehab as quick as I can get done beating you.
I'll be glad when I see some of these bikes, all these bikes, the cocaine and all these other. I'll be glad I get to see them race.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out there?
What's going to be the excuse then? What's going to happen? I mean, what, you was cut? You had too much cut in here, the reason why you lost? Oh, you don't understand that talk. You don't understand that talk.
Randy's the same way. If we lose, you get your bread and you get a handshake, cuz. We ain't tripping on that, but that's what ain't going to happen.
Okay. All right. Talk is cheap. One thing about me, I don't ever tell the outcome of the race before the race, my friend. But best believe, you come into a track closest to me. I know that track like the back of my hand.
I don't care if you go there every day, chump.
Man, you going to leave first. I'm going to drive around you, custom, because be for real, man.
Y'all going to drive around me.
It's not good. You can leave first, and we're going to drive around you.
Just like EJ. Around Caesar. Good grace of the Lord.
Period. Caesar is no more, than what I get down the street at Little Caesar's. It ain't
hitting
on
shit,
man.
I tell you what, CC, I tell you what else we might do.
It ain't hitting on shit.
At the hub, listen, CC, at the hub, if we beat you, we might just turn you loose.
That's what we think about.
Damn,
you.
Does anybody get one? I want something.
Damn. If you beat me, can I get turned loose too?
No.
I'm sure you're going to get turned loose somehow anyway.
He's going to be shaking so bad his knees is going to be slapping the gas tank and all that.
You can't count that because it's so mean.
I saw CC and Rocker, and he had to have a dude. He had to have a dummy tune-up in that bike. He's trying to fool y'all out there.
That fight, if it was running 780 anything, I swear I'd have kissed his ass.
He had a dumb tune-up in that motherfucker. Ain't went ahead of that motherfucker the way
that
you been talking.
They unplugged two coals off that rig.
Yeah, we have a caller out of 540. Your mic is open. Hello, 540?
Yeah. So, who's trying to do something with some fully dressed bikes this weekend?
It's got
to
be thicker.
Who's
right? Who's trying to do something with some fully dressed bikes this weekend?
What kind of fully dressed bike?
It's a nitrous bike. Fully dressed street bike.
Oh, no, we got a motorbike.
Hold on. Does it got a hand clutch in it?
Yeah, it got a hand clutch in it.
Yeah, oh. I'm trying to do something. I got a fully dressed, Who's this?
This is Travis Wood.
Oh, what up?
I knew that's who it was.
Rick Flair looking you? Rick Flair looking you?
Huh?
Rick Flair looking you?
Oh, shit. They won't do nothing. They already said it. I ain't even pressing that no more.
No, man. Fuck, I'm trying my boy, man. You know, shit. I had to sell something by it.
That's a race all day if they want it.
Oh, yeah. Dale.
CC.
He gone.
Cut some cuts. No, he ain't. Chill. He's upset.
Why everybody want that dude's head, man?
He done went and shot himself.
Why everybody want that dude's head? Because
he's just playing
the game, man.
To grudge
he's smart.
Racing.
He's smart with his racing.
He is a disgrace to Grudge Racing.
Why, man?
Because he... It's all
like
a show.
Too, man.
All
like
a show.
And it's all that. Somebody got to have the entertainment somewhere.
I know, but man, when you say that you're going to race these people and all you do is travel around and pay Punk out, what kind of racing is that?
Hey, man, this guy might have been fucked up for real, man. Come on, man. Shit like that.
Well, I'm telling you right now, he's going to need to go to rehab when I get done with him in Macon and in, at the Hub City. Because he's going to be hooked on cocaine. I'm telling you.
Well, then, what can I get in my little Z-team? I got a little Z-team.
What do you want?
Whatever you give it up.
How does it sit?
It's a motorbike. Grill it out. I know you got a bike down there somewhere that give me a race. I probably can't run that big car.
Dude, we don't have anything. We don't have any 1,000 or whatever. But if Randy wants to speak up on that, it's whatever. I don't care. Whatever he says is what we do. And whatever Brian says, what we do.
All right, we got a caller at 229. Your mic is open. 229, hello.
We need to call Brian.
Okay, he's not saying nothing. Y'all can go on.
I wish somebody would get a possum race.
I'll give your ass a race. You got one to break. What
oh,
you going to do?
Shut up.
You got
beans.
One to break, motherfucker. What you going to do? See, you got one to break.
You owe me a bike and a break, motherfucker.
I'm trying to give it to you. You won't take it.
When are you going to do it?
Probably another week or two.
That's fine.
Yeah. Don't worry,
okay.
When it come out, you're going to get it.
I wish somebody give WTFO a race.
I ain't got
nothing locked in for the weekend.
Huh? I wish CC was still on here. We need to call.
I said Tyree will race.
Somebody call CC back, and somebody call Brian.
He's on.
Who?
Hi.
CC?
Mm-hmm.
He's just listening.
I'm holding a holler branch, so joke's on
right,
you.
Well, look here. Hey, Miss Lady, will you please call Brian right quick?
I can. Do you have his number?
Yep.
What
you
is
ready?
It? I'm ready.
731.
Mm-hmm.
256.
Mm-hmm.
4146.
Damn, you want us to call your dog, Nick?
Now he's getting a whole damn train team up on this motherfucker.
Well, is it? What is it? You want us to call your dog, Nick?
Oh, y'all don't let him back in.
That's his splash bomber out my home.
I never seen so many men that need another man to co-sign with them.
Man, I don't need shit for no co-signer, fool.
I'm on here by my dog.
Well,
that's
you
what
need
I
to
get.
Call Dan then, don't
He's
you?
He's on the line. He's on the line.
I'm on here. I've been listening.
Okay.
Now, Brian, tell me, what are we going to do to this poor boy?
CC?
Yeah.
No, don't ruin this for us.
Let him find out. Man, y'all stop fucking with it, dude, man.
Y'all stop fucking with it, dude. Yeah. What? Y'all, man, Coach
run over
the top of y'all, motherfuckers.
Well, won't you run over the top of us then?
Hey, give us something,
me. Well, we ain't in the giving game, cuz. If you ain't got it, they didn't stop selling it. You need to buy it.
Second block.
Yeah.
I just got a text here saying Katrina might want to know where you run them down in Hub City too on the 11.
We already told them we'd run them. They won't come to us. But
thank you. I didn't even have to say that. Thank you.
The world don't revolve around them. Their truck only goes to one track. They need to travel.
I told him
he come to Memphis. He got a race. He want us to go to him.
Have Dream Team travels. Call them a travel ass whooping team.
Traveling on race.
Tell him to bring his ass to Rockingham.
Also, they also said they wanted their BMF bike too.
Tell him to bring his ass to Chicago. I went down to New Orleans. Tell him to get his ass to Chicago.
Who said he want BMF?
I do. We do.
Oh, shut
we
up.
Do.
Who else want a BMF?
We do.
I do.
I do.
I don't know who I do and doo-doo is, but...
The Dream Team wants BMF.
I run BMF on my Moto Ziggy 10 slow. That motherfucker is.
God damn, EJ. It is a turd, isn't it?
That little Sam said so stupid. No, it's fast. I'm just fucking saying no, I'm just fucking with him.
You ain't getting me ruffled. I didn't let you talk, bud.
I already talked about it. It ain't ready.
Know,
and when
buddy,
it is
I
ready,
know
he knows and we know we got a race.
I'll say
but
it again. I'm not just
tell
everybody, when y'all see me get on my chest about a motorcycle, then we all going to race. And just like happened last month, on Trooper Crunk Up, I started tippy-tapping on my chest, and that was the sign. Now, I got something to stand behind, and I'm proud of it. Tyree's a motherfucking man with that bitch. Now, with that being said, when BMF comes back around, and I can tippy-tap on my chest, there's going to be a lot of people who can get their date equated, so there you go.
All righty. You heard it from the man.
Okay, we got a caller out of Georgia. I'm going to go ahead and unmute
his mic. We'll be at Rockingham this Friday, shaking down. I can't say what it's going to do. It could go, boom, or it could go zoom.
Sam, you do know that your motorbike is the most efficient bike you got, right?
You damn skippy this. Jeff Steele's a motherfucking man. Jeff Steele's a motherfucking man. Why you got to sit up for the motor? I'm telling you like it is. Jeff Steele's a motherfucking man. Y'all ever seen a 240-pound fat man on a damn all motor 1000 going straight from a can without a mix? Rolling.
Caller 678, your mic is open. And caller 919, your mic is open.
919, that's Alex.
Yep,
919.
919,
okay, 678, your mic is open.
Somebody must hit the mute button on that.
919, that's Alex. I bet you.
I want to know why when the owners get on the phone, CeCe ain't got shit to say.
She done told you.
I done did all the talking. I was going to say the money locked in. I mean, what else do you want me to say? You want me to sit on here?
Hey, look here, y'all. You know it ain't no money in being locked in thing with us. We just love the race. We don't give a damn about no money. Shit, we sit here grilling $500 worth of goddamn corn and drinking beer.
I run my bike for $100, for $20.
And I woke up this morning and pissed $100. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, you can piss it, I won't.
Tell you what, if you piss $100, this is a possibility. If you piss $100, I'll hold a strainer out. Just keep pissing.
That's what I said.
You know what? You know what the beauty of it is? You know what the beauty of it is? Hey, you can't take it with you, because you can't take none of it with you.
No?
J-Ho, you big deep bastard. You said the real shit right there.
All right, well, guys, there's like, what, 10 minutes left to grudge talk?
I thought that whenever I had...
You got the biggest damn voice I ever heard. Whitney Houston had nothing on your boy.
Uh-oh,
I wish they'd block Alex's number. I love him to death, but damn, I hate it when he's on the phone.
Since we only have, like, I laugh like hell, Randy.
I'm going to laugh like hell. One of these days, Randy going to walk up to you and just slap shit out of you.
Trying to talk and you talking over her. I can't get nobody coming up.
So since we have about 15 minutes left, I want to let everyone know that Grudge Inc. now has a motorcycle section in their magazine. So I'm going to be writing articles on grudge racers, not bracket racers, not class racers, but grudge racers, because grudge racers need the notoriety because they spend more money in their bikes.
Thank you.
I will give you an exclusive.
So if you want an article done, go ahead and send me an email, and we'll work it out. I'm going to try and give you guys as much exposure as I can.
Okay.
If you ain't looking out for yourself, don't worry about us ugly niggas.
If ain't nobody race, don't send that one. If ain't nobody race, don't send no articles.
If I beat CC, let me reword this. When I beat CC at Macon, so I get a date.
That's what I'm saying. That little bit more mature, you know.
Yeah. You need a date for what?
You need a date for what? But then, you gonna start a lot of races. Don't come with it. I want your white ass this Saturday.
Well, then you should lock up.
If it's going out like that.
You should learn the ropes. I figured you've been doing this for 20 years. You would know, Alex.
You've been doing it for 20 years. I've been growing for 20 years.
You've been doing this for 20 years. You know you got a lock. You can't be like, well, just show up. We'll do it.
All right, I'm going to tell the beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. Let me tell you in my all Kelly voice.
What you doing?
I'm gonna hit the mute button, please. I love you, Dick Dog. It's a big
party. Awesome, he's in here.
Barry Jones stole the show, but Alex, you come up in here to the hallway.
Hey, Alex.
What up?
Hello, is Jeff Mike Moretta?
Huh?
Jeff Bruce Moretta.
This is
EJ. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's EJ.
You know damn why we gonna be ready. I ain't tell you on the side, I'm tell you on the straight. Yo, what's up? We just been grilling corn. We grilling corn. We frying the hamburgers.
We gonna get
19 motherfuckers today. And you tell that punk to go ahead and CCA.
He got a date.
That's for you, Eric.
What do you say?
Hey, Erica, say something.
Well, I was trying to talk, but everyone was talking over me, so we don't have much longer.
When the dream team coming up?
Real quick, Larry.
What the hell is dream team? You want
to come up?
I was
trying to talk.
Camel though.
Damn. Wow.
Man, damn, please, people, one at a time.
My brother said he's from Camel Toe Good, if that's what it is.
Oh,
my. Shit, I know.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys, let's recap over the Rockingham races again. Predictions.
We coming to race,
what,
Sam.
What day is Dream Team coming up?
Who?
What day is Dream Team coming?
Taco Box.
Them bitches is dreaming.
What day is they coming? They coming Friday, Thursday, Friday, Rockingham? When they coming?
I would believe so. I'm not 100% sure they're not on the phone, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
All right, Randy.
I'm on the phone.
Okay. Y'all coming on Friday or Saturday?
I'll be there Friday.
Oh, okay.
Man, y'all heard it from them.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all like this. If y'all ain't never seen Bill Money, but yeah, Bill Money coming to Rockingham. If y'all know this big black motherfucker talking shit, it's gonna be a big light skinned motherfucker with him talking shit too. So be prepared when y'all see Bill Money. He's gonna be standing beside goddamn Alex Bud like. Hey, let him
go.
Hey.
Nigga, in your black voice.
Hey, in my black voice.
Yeah, good white voice.
I gotta go to my white voice. Look, Tim, bring your goddamn ass to Rockingham, goddammit. We gonna goddammit do it down there. I fucking promise you, wheels. We're going down yonder and we're going to kick some goddamn ass down yonder in Rockingham.
Y'all sound like Glenn,
goddamn big redneck looking ass. Glenn ain't a redneck.
Okay, we don't need to
Can I get the floor real quick?
Alex, much love. I had to mute your mic because we all need to say something too. So go ahead.
Okay. Real quick, guys, let's recap over the weekend. We got Rockingham coming up. Locked in races are Sinister versus Stormtrooper, heads up out the back door. Ruts versus Little Scrappy, heads up out the back door. And a special treat, as long as Stormtrooper's good to go, we're going to be running Cobra Commander.
You're going to get run the fuck over.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. But hey, we're just trying to put a show on for the fans. Just like whenever you give me the bike and a break, I'm going to get run the fuck over.
No, no, I ain't gonna say all that.
You forget.
I'm gonna give it to you because I owe it to you. I'm gonna give it to you because I owe it to you.
Yo, daddy tunes the same bike that I ride now, Hush.
Well, hey, I got to give it to you. I owe you, don't. I might lose. I don't know. Somebody got to lose.
And also, anybody else is listening, if anybody wants to race a 240-pound fat man on All Motor 1000, please hit me up. Okay, now y'all can let anybody else
know. I see right now I'm going to have to get AJ's bike deal.
Huh?
I'm going to do you, AJ.
Okay,
bike.
Hold on. We have somebody that may want to race you. I'm going to go ahead and unmute his mic. Call it 321 at a 321.
Booster, right?
Hello?
Hey, Possum.
Yeah.
What you need from an Irish side rider?
A who?
Where you going to put one of them lightweights on there when you go to war?
Who's this?
Jesus.
Oh, man, see, I want a race, man. I told y'all can do that, too. I told everybody that's going to happen. We'll just change the sprocket and get old Daddy Steele to tune the bike right, and we'll send it on down to you.
There's my
what's
homie. What up, Jesus? What up, Jesus?
What's going on, man?
I heard about 10 minutes ago someone was talking about any all-motor 1000 can get a race. Who was that?
No, I didn't say. I said anybody that's 240 pounds, match me up. Come on, guys. Don't let me slip up down the same razor blade custom cuts did.
Man, fuck that. That's the one to break,
not you, Sam. Not you, Sam. Somebody else.
Oh, well, let me
people
shut
up. People are crazy. They always got excuses.
I got all my little bike, but I can't beat this bike. My shit's slow.
Thank you. You got a turn, too.
Mine ain't
got a turn, too.
I'm just
if he ain't giving up something, that we might try it.
Giving up what?
You ain't old one.
Do what now? Who all on the phone that's talking about?
About 100.
You
ain't
old one. You're giving up something. We got an old Model Z 10. We ain't got to have something, though. We can't fight that big ass Model 1000.
Who is this?
EJ.
EJ?
Viagra bike.
Oh, man. Oh, I thought Bud Light said y'all was gonna run head up last time I seen him. Oh, that was Alex said.
Alex don't own no motherfucking bike.
Well, hey.
Damn.
Man, you know, I don't know no ZX10 that can beat a damn 1000 all motor if they right.
I sit on your wheel though. Ain't no problem.
I can't take that neither. I need at least a bump.
The bump, man. Nobody don't get this bump no more, man.
Who don't?
The bump is out of vocabulary.
Who's getting called now?
The Frank.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tacklebot got kicked off, telling me to yell to
the
girl.
No, I'm here. I'm back. Brian got me back. Can y'all hear me?
Who all supposed to be doing something at the Rock? I don't want to make no trip for nothing.
No, it's going to be a show, bro.
Need to make my big bike.
I don't think nobody will race.
You don't think so?
I got a fully dressed nicest bike. I took this out of all motor bike.
All they going to do is talk.
I bet you.
Now, Stormtrooper, you can race. You can race Stormtrooper.
Huh?
I mean, you can race Stormtrooper.
I wish
I could take it though.
Get our bike out and take it to Rockingham this weekend just to see what it'll do.
I'm on the street tire. What's Stormtrooper on? You put a street tire on.
Somebody needs to chime G-Wiz in.
Uh-oh.
Nah, he don't want.
We ain't got enough time for him.
G's got a street tire.
I got a street
tire. We always got time.
What can we do with my fully dressed nitrous bike with a street tire?
Who is this?
Travis Wood.
Oh, shit. I don't know. What you trying to do?
We got like a minute and a half left, so we're going to have to carry on to next Wednesday.
Just like girls racing, waiting until the last minute.
I tell you what, we'll let's just go ahead up to the eighth and to the quarter. We'll bet both start.
I'll do it to the quarter. I can't fuck with no old motorbike to the eighth mile. My shit heavy as hell.
See, nobody want to gamble. Nobody wants to gamble.
I'll do it to the quarter.
Then you're going
to
be running 200.
To the quarter mile.
Huh? Running down to 200 at the quarter. So I take my chance in the quarter, and take my chance in the eighth.
Motherfucker run 200 miles an hour. Shit.
Hey, them nitrous bikes holding the
Jesus.
Now. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
Who riding your bike?
Shit. depends on who I'm racing.
I'll do 18 quarter.
Depends on who I'm racing.
I'll do
18
quarter with you.
What
do
you say?
I'll do 18 quarter with you.
I can't hear you.
I'll do 18 quarter with you.
Hold on. One at a time, because every time somebody says something, both of y'all talk at the same time. I can't hear nothing.
I said, Travis Wood, I'll run 18 quarter mile with you.
Okay. If I'm up that Saturday, that's a race.
All right.
Angle 100 that I'm going to be there, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm up there,
right,
that's a run.
All right, okay, and
who else was saying something?
Who else you got to drive beside JT?
Oh, shit. Like I said, it depends on who racing. I'm a promoter. I just try to make a race happen, you know?
Hold on.
Who? All you gotta do is tell me what you got and how much you weigh, and I'll accommodate you.
Well, hey guys,
is CC still on there?
Why y'all still fucking with that dude, man?
No. Hey, man, EJ, I ain't. Listen, I just need to talk to him. CC, are you still on here?
Yeah, we gotta come in there and get everybody for.
Listen.
What's wrong, man?
Man, shut your big ass up, please, for 1 second. What are you talking about? I'm finna come up there and dance on your whole team. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, CJ, please cut his microphone off.
Hey, CJ, who was supposed to be giving Shine the break?
And guess what?
They didn't lock up. Now what do you know?
What you mean? You said any street tie bike he get on, he got the break. He got
exactly.
One to ride.
Exactly. And they tried to lock up with him, and they did
ain't
not
no,
want
hey,
to lock up.
You, well,
and
you
they didn't go.
They called me this week, and I told them, hey. They called me this week. I told them he had a bike to ride, so I don't know.
Man, you need to worry about what you're doing on that shitty-ass shit you're riding and not worry about what everybody else is doing.
We told him if he come to the track Thursday with the street tire bike, he got the brake.
Oh, Thursday.
That was last week. We on the new week.
I thought y'all were talking about Rockingham.
EJ, look, we're cool.
They were talking about.